Boston Bruins came out roaring last night. A hat trick from Jimmy Hayes en route to a 7-3 victory in their first game, for a while at least, without David Krejci. And, of course, big football news, too, as the Philadelphia Eagles have fired Coach Chip Kelly with the word on that and more. We're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line by Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Let's talk about Chip Kelly. Was that a firing of Chip Kelly, the coach, or Chip Kelly, the player personnel director?
Well, I think when you're a coach and you ask for that much power, you have to take the responsibility that if it doesn't work out and it crashes and burns as badly as it did this year, that you're going to pay the price before any of those players do. So I don't think it's too big of a surprise. I think it's surprising the timing. I think they probably just looked at, okay, we're done with this, we're not in the playoffs, and Jeffrey Lurie wanted to get ahead with the search, and I think that's maybe what was in play here in advance of a Giants game that means nothing. So I think they will definitely be out there looking aggressively for their coaches. It's important now with Miami and Tennessee and Indianapolis and some other teams, even the Giants may be in that search. So you want to get on that as quickly as possible.
Well, and I feel like with Chip Kelly, too, because he did things in such an unorthodox fashion that his leash was a little bit shorter than most NFL coaches.
Yeah, I mean, and he's had some time, too. I mean, now you're looking at 3 years, 10-6 the first 2 years. You've seen a regression. And I think that also has to hurt, is that you gave him complete control. You said he's going to pick his type of players and take it one step. And it's kind of very much similar to a college program where you trust him through the recruiting class, and then once it doesn't work, then he's out. And I think Chip Kelly, with his college history, should understand that thinking for sure.
Now, what do you think the future holds for Kelly? Will he stay in the NFL, or does he look for an opportunity to go back to the college ranks?
I think there's going to be a lot of college teams very interested in him soon. Right now, and the timing of this means there's not really any real openings for him there, but I could see him taking a year off and then getting all kinds of offers for the inevitable openings that will happen both college and the NFL. So I think he'll be definitely back coaching again, and maybe his system just works in college where that complete control and picking your guys to win works at a little different level.
Sporting News Power Rankings updated and out for this week, and Arizona, the number one team, and after watching them against the Green Bay Packers, pretty hard to argue with that.
Yeah, you're just going by the eye test at this point before the playoffs, and the Cardinals are now the hottest team outside of the Chiefs, who have also won 9 straight games, and now they're definitely hotter than Carolina. So when you look at that, you're looking for the momentum into the playoffs. I think it's not something that should be underrated or overrated at this point. I think it's a very key element that you look for, is what team is peaking at the right time to go on this run, because it really is a tournament just like you would have in March Madness that any team can really win that gets in. And right now they have the look of a team that can make that deep run.
Vinny, do you think it's essentially a three-team race in the NFC when we get to the playoffs?
Yeah, I thought it had been four, but now I think you got to fade Green Bay now. It's just too tough to trust what they can do. I think it comes down to Carolina, Arizona, and Seattle as the teams that you really think are going to be in the mix. And then the AFC, I think, could be very New England top-heavy at this point with Tom Brady.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Well, let's move over to the AFC. Obviously, the Patriots have to be considered a favorite, especially if they get that number one overall seed. But you also have to take into account those injuries. And unless they get some of those guys back, the road may be a little bit more difficult than usual.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you look at the Patriots, you just don't know who's going to be healthy. You assume maybe that Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola and Sebastian Vollmer and Devin McCourty and the on-and-on list of key irreplaceable players on this team are going to be ready, but there's no guarantee how things can go in 2 weeks. We saw that with Rob Gronkowski a couple of years ago. You didn't know if he was going to be healthy enough, and it didn't quite work out for them. So I think you just have to see what type of Patriots team you're going to see when they take the field for the playoffs in a couple of weeks.
And a big question in Denver, who'll be the quarterback when they get to postseason?
Well, right now, Brock Osweiler is the leader because he's the one out there. And until Peyton Manning gets a full week of practice and can get going, then he's not going to play. But the good news now is it looks like Denver is in great position to get a bye, at least, if not the number one seed. So they'll have an extra couple weeks to see if Peyton can get on the field. And then make that tough decision from there. I think it could definitely go either way because there's so many factors. I think Brock Osweiler has been good at times, but he's been very inconsistent. Their offense has gone stagnant as well. So it's just hard to see if Payton is able to play and they feel comfortable with his health that he's not going to be back out there. And I just can't see a scenario where if he's healthy that they're going to go and make one last Super Bowl run without him as their starting quarterback.
Who do you think is a possible sleeper in the AFC?
Yeah, this one's interesting. I think it's really the last spot. And I know some people look at the Chiefs, and they should because they're red hot. They'll get a good matchup right away against the AFC South champion probably. So when you look at that, it's down to the Jets or Steelers. The one that gets in just because they can do multiple things in their passing game, have both a couple dangerous weapons and a quarterback that's capable of getting hot at the right time. So with Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ben Roethlisberger, and maybe some of the Patriots' defensive issues right now with injuries, those are the two teams that you have to look at maybe can give them the best run.
Vinny, before we let you go, you had a really interesting piece on the continuing struggle with the Cleveland Browns coaching and management dealing with their young, talented, but not easy to contain quarterback, and you compared the struggle to that of Captain Ahab and Moby Dick. Is that a challenge that Coach Ahab can win?
Well, I think with Mike Pettine, I think he's become a little too obsessive in a way with Johnny Manziel and what he does off the field, and they're not kind of paying attention to what's going on the field. That you look at this team, they just have a better, more professional look in there. I know they're not scoring the points, they're not winning the games, but there's still something about Manziel that he just feels very comfortable, more comfortable now playing quarterback. And sometimes you have to put aside some things. I mean, if it's working and it's improving better on the field, you got to look at that and not focus so much on whether Manziel is exactly the guy you want off the field around this team. You're just looking to win games, and I think he's a guy going forward that the Browns need to keep if it comes down to him or Mike Pettine.
Well, it's a measure of how times have changed. Nobody was checking on the nighttime habits of a Joe Namath or a Kenny Stabler back in the day.
No, they just worried about if they came between the lines and played hard, and I think that's what they need to focus on if he's improving week to week.
Vinny Iyer, NFL columnist for the Sporting News, joining us. Vinny, as always, great talking with you. Thanks for making time this afternoon, and have a very happy new year. We'll check in with you during the postseason.
All right, thanks a lot, Rich. Happy new year.
It's Vinny Iyer on Downtown's 14 after 4 o'clock. Guests of Downtown are heard on the G&M Family Market telephone line.